Before we get back to the show, I want to tell you about another podcast from our promotional partners at CBC. The 1950s and 1960s saw a wave of radical movements. Recall, How to Start a Revolution explores the rise and fall of the FLQ in Quebec and Canada, a showdown that dissolved into crisis. By October 1970, there were soldiers in the streets, kidnapping, and terror in the headlines. Listen to the stories of that time through the people who lived it. The bomb disposal expert, the survivors, their families, and the radicals themselves. You can listen to Recall on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the second major story, the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. The storm moved east and kept dumping rain today. In its wake, heavy flooding along the Gulf Coast kept rescuers busy, while others began the cleanup. John Yang has our report.
It's been mighty bad, and our state is reeling just as our people are hurting.
Hundreds of thousands of people across the Gulf Coast were without power this morning in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey called for patience as her state recovers.
Y'all, I know it's uncomfortable and downright scary to be sitting in the darkness of your home without any lights. But please, be patient.
Alabama has seen at least one fatality. The mayor of Orange Beach said one person died there and another is missing as the small coastal city grapples with continued floods. Overnight, the storm weakened from a Category 2 hurricane to a tropical depression, but heavy rains continue to pound Gulf Coast communities like Pensacola, Florida, where bloated waters reduced boat docks to driftwood. In Perdido Key, residents like this business owner are picking up the pieces of buildings destroyed by Sally's 100-mile-plus winds. Those winds also toppled the spire at this Mobile, Alabama church. The trail of destruction has some coastal residents reflecting on the places they call home. Rocky Bond of Pascagoula, Mississippi, calls his boat on the Singing River a piece of paradise, but a risky one.
Water comes up and it takes the wood and the beams and it lifts the whole thing up and it pulls the pilings out of the ground. So this hurricane, living in this area to enjoy this kind of paradise, there's a price to pay.
Sally's slow pace as it moves north is also putting swaths of the southeast under flash and coastal flood warnings. Today, thick rain clouds hovered over downtown Atlanta as Sally barreled through Georgia with up to 2 inches of rainfall. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.